Good evening. This is John Slava broadcasting to you tonight from the Brashear Gymnasiums for tonight's matchups between the Brashear Tigers and the Green City Gophers. On tap, first up tonight is a ladies' matchup. Starting for the Gophers are number 10, Holt, number 13, Rouse, number 25, Pope, number 33, Ayers, number 34, Clausen. Taking the floor for the Tigers will be number 23, Kimberly Elsie, number 11, Sheree Cole, number 25, Haley Kelsey, number 45, Holly Hazen, and number 33, Chelsea Collop. We're just about ready to get underway. We've got the players on the floor taking center court ready for the tip-off.
Kelsey and Clausen face off in the middle for the tip-off. Clausen wins it, gets it out to number 13, Rouse. Taken by the point, Ayers. It gets it over to number 25, Pope. Gets it back out to Ayers. That's off the offense. Guarded by Cullup. Passes down into Rouse. Back out to Ayers. Kicks it out to Pope. Back out to Ayers at the top of the key. Guarded by Cullup. And looks like a 3-2 zone for Brashear. Rouse swings it around to Holt. Back to Rouse. Rouse has the ball for Green City on the left side of the court, outside the three-point arc. Kicks it across to Holt for Green City. Back over to Rouse. Traveled with the ball, Brashear ball. Okay. Elsie has the ball for Brashear, the top of the key. Holds, passes to Hazen. Gets it to Cullup. Guarded by Clausen, way outside. Passes to Cole, dribbles in, can't find Hazen. Gets it into Kelsey for a layup, was blocked. Rebounded by Green City, out to Ayers, across to Rouse. Pope, excuse me there. Who passes to Ayers for the layup.
So the Gophers are on the board first with 6:28 left in the first period. Gophers on top 2-0. Hazen with the ball for the Tigers over on the right wing. Back out to Cullup up top of the key over to Haley Kelsey. He'll take it around over the right side. Back out to Kimberly Elsie at the right wing. Takes a look to take it in, and she is going to take it in. A nice looking pass into Sheree Cole, her layup is up, good for two. So we're knotted up with 6 minutes left in the first period, 2-2.
Pope has the ball for Green City on the left side of the key, dribbles in, passes off to Ayers, puts up a shot, no good, rebounded by Hazen, came up with it, and she was fouled.
Foul is on Ayers. That's her first foul, first team foul, first foul for the night.
Elsie with the ball for Brashear. Takes it across half court. Gets it to Hazen outside the three-point arc. Gets it to Cullup at the top of the key. Passes right to Kelsey. Holds. Gets it to Cole outside left side. Passes to Hazen. Gets it at the left elbow. Over to Cullup just outside the arc on left side. Back to Elsie at the top of the key. Dribbles, passes to Cullup on the right side, dribbles in to the elbow, kicks it out to Kelsey, right side elbow, dribbles down to the baseline, gets it over to Hazen, right side elbow, passes to LZ, who traveled just outside the arc. Turnover, Green City ball.
A lot of movement there. It was a nice looking play. She just took a step before she had the ball on the floor. And we've got 25, that'd be Pope with the ball. She dribbles it in top of the key, kicks over the right side, back out to Pope. Over on the left wing into the free throw line to Ayers. Shot is up, no good. Haley Kelsey with the rebound. Kimberly Elsie will bring the ball across the timeline for the Tigers. Picks up the dribble, kicks it over to Sheree Cole over the right wing. She'll dribble in the free throw line. Nice looking feed into the paint. Shot up by Holly Hazen is no good. Ayers with the rebound, but she brings it across in a hurry across the timeline. Slows it down, sets the play. She's over on the right wing. She kicks it up the top of the key to Rouse at the top of the key, back over the right wing to Ayers, back to Rouse, back to Ayers, back to the right corner. Shot is up and a little too strong, no good. Kicked out of bounds by Holly Hazen, I believe. So it'll be the Gophers' ball under the basket.
Hazen just couldn't hang on to it there for Brashear. Brashear has a sub. Danny Moyer's in for Chelsea Collip. With 4:06 left in the first quarter, it's 2-2. Green City to inbounds. Rouse gets it into Ayers, kicks it out to Holt, back to Ayers for the three, no good, rebounded by Moyer, gets it to Cole, she dribbles left side, gets it across half court, passes to LZ, top of the key.
Had a nice looking opportunity to feed it ahead, but just not big enough needle.
Kelsey, meanwhile, dribbled into traffic and lost the ball to Rouse for Green City, gets it to Ayers at the top of the key, sets up an offense. Gets it out to Rouse, right side. Holds, passes back to Ayers, left side, dribbles in. Puts up a shot. Oh, and it falls in for her. It bounced around for quite a while that time.
She nearly walked with it, too, as she was taking it in the lane. Kimberly Elsie bringing it across the timeline for the Tigers. 3:17, 4-2 Gophers with the advantage. She feeds it up to Holly Hazen on the right wing, back out to Haley Kelsey, who will dribble it around the right side to the baseline, kicks it back out to Danny Moyer. Then to Sheree Cole up at the top of the key. Dribbles it around over to the right side and gets it back out to Danny Moyer over the right blocks, and she shoots and is fouled. So she'll go to the line to shoot a couple. 2:55 left in the first period. Gophers leading 4-2.
First shot's a little short. No good. Second shot is on the way. It rims home for it. Now 3-4 in favor of Green City. Ayers brings the ball up for Green City. Brings it half court. Right side, kicks it across to Holt, left side, guarded by LZ, kicks it off to Ayers, right side, just outside the three-point arc, tries to get it into Rouse on the free throw line, but can't do it, instead gives it over to Colt, who then gets it into Rouse, dribbles down, throws a wild pass, tipped by Hazen, recovered by LZ.
Nice looking play by Elsie. She was down on the ground dribbling the ball, but didn't commit the turnover.
Hazen holds the ball outside the three-point arc on the right side for Brashear. Passes to Kelsey outside the arc. Gets it over to Moyer. Back to Cole. Dribbles inside on the free throw line. The ball was stripped out of her hands, and she lost it to Ayers, who makes a breakaway for Green City, but pulls back when the Brashear defenders get back. Kicks it out to Holt instead, who misses a three. Rebounded by Clausen, I believe. Kicks it out to Ayers. Gets it back over to Rouse. Outside three-pointer, actually holds. Gets it into Colt. Pass deflected from Colt by Holly Hazen. Colt recovers, though. Gets it back to Rouse, who tries to get it into Clausen, and she loses it, but gets it back out to Holt. Holt holds. Shoots, no good. Rebounded by Danny Moyer for Brashear. She gets it to Kimberly Elzey, who slows the pace of the game, brings it across half court, passes to Kelsey, left side, just inside three-point arc. She shoots, and it rims home. Green City has the ball. Ayers takes it across half court, slows the game down, sets up the offense. Kicks it over to Rouse, just outside the three-point arc on the left side. Gets it down to Holt in the corner, back out to Rouse. Holds, back down to Holt in the left corner. Gets it back out to Rouse. Dribbles at the top of the key, holds, kicks it over to Ayers, left side. She dribbles, she passes. Almost stolen by Cole, but instead Rouse recovers. Gets it back out to Ayers. At the top of the key, dribbles in, passes out to Rouse at the elbow. She shoots high off the glass, and it's good.
18 seconds left in the first quarter. Kimberly Elsie will bring it across the line for the Tigers. Tigers will get a chance for one more shot. Shot is up and no good. Holly Hazen with the rebound, the putback. No, that was Danny Moyer, I believe. And 2 seconds left. Time is about to expire. Shot is up and no good. So at the end of one, Tigers lead it 7-6. Low scoring ball game here so far, Tyler.
Yeah. Looks like some sloppy passes on both sides, but it looks like it's going to be a pretty good game so far. On that last Brashear score, Hazen did a good job of going to the weak side and rebounding the ball where Green City defenders were not at, and she got it and put it right back up and in.
All right, here we go at the beginning of the second period. Tigers leading it 7-6. It will be the Tigers' ball. Danny Moyer inbounds it for the Tigers to Kimberly Elsie, who's going to walk it across the timeline. Passes it off to Danny Moyer. That's Holly Hazen, isn't it? Now Danny Moyer has the ball. She hands it off to Haley Kelsey. Back out to Sheree Cole at the top of the key. She dribbles it around the left-hand side. Tries to get it into Hazen. Brett sends it over to Kimberly Elsie and then over to Danny Moyer. Pass, oh man, pass down to the right box to the baseline, and Kimberly Elsie just wasn't looking. Ball goes out of bounds. Turnover to be Green City's ball. Ayers brings it across the timeline for the Gophers. Hands it back to Rouse, who will shoot from just behind the arc. It's good. Good for three. Gophers take the lead at 9-7.
Rouse had a really sweet-looking shot, and now... That was nothing but net for her. Elsie has the ball for Brashear. She holds it at the top of the key, gets it over to Cole right side, down to Danny Moyer in the right baseline there, and she passes and was intercepted by...
6'2", Clawson.
Yeah, she's really a big presence inside for the Green City Gophers defense. Anyway, she got it out to Rouse, who brought it across half court, passed it to Ayers. Into Holt in the left corner, back out to Ayers, left side, Holt in the corner, down to Clawson, back out to Rouse, who put up a three that was low off the backboard and was rebounded by Moyer for Brashear, got it out to Cole at the top of the key, over to Kimberly Elsie, gets it into Danny Moyer, right elbow, back out to Cole. Now to Kimberly Elsie, dribbles in just inside the free throw line, misses the shot, rebounded by Rouse for Green City.
Rouse brings it across the timeline, passes it over to Holt on the right wing. Her shot is up and no good, right in the hands of Danny Moyer for the rebound. She hands it off to Elsie, and Elsie will bring it back the other way. 6:05 left in the second period. Gophers lead at 9-7. Elsie passes over to the left wing to, I'm not sure who, but the pass into the paint is no good. Steal by Rouse, who bring it back the other way in a hurry. She drives it in the lane. She's going to be fouled. Shot's no good. Not sure if they call the foul before the shot. Probably not. I imagine it'll be. I imagine she'll shoot two.
Foul was on Holly Hazen. That's her first. Team's first.
Substitutions by the Tigers. Chelsea Collup in for Danny Moyer. Gophers inbound it to the right side, back to Rouse in the right corner. She drives it into the lane. Her shot is a little too strong, no good, but there's a foul. Holly Hazen is clapping, so it may be a foul against the Gophers. I believe it is. They're going the other way.
Becky Rouse fouled, was holding Cole, I believe.
Kimberly Elsie will bring it across the timeline for the Tigers, guarded by Ayers. Pass over the right wing to Sheree Cole. Bounce pass into Holly Hazen. She puts it on the ground. The ball is stolen by number 12. New player for the Gophers.
Becky Rouse for the Gophers stole the ball. Gets it to Ayers at the top of the key. Dribbles right side. Passes back to Rouse. Over to Pope, who misses the shot. Rebounded by Sheree Cole. has the ball for Brashear. Gets it into Holly Hazen, left elbow. Holds the ball, finally dribbles, puts on the floor. It's no good. Rebounded by Ayers for Green City.
Ayers, go ahead. I'm sorry, Tyler.
She brings it across half court, gets it to Rouse, puts up the shot, off the iron, no good. She corrals her own rebound after a minor struggle between Elsie and a Green City player. Pope has the ball for Green City, gets it into Ayers, who puts up, Schaus puts up the layup. Now 7-11 with 4:30 to go in the first half. Elsie has the ball for Brashear, gets it to Cole right side, passes into Hazen, dribbles baseline, kicks it out to Elsie, steps on the line, shoots it, no good, rebounded by Becky Rouse. Kicks it out to Ayers, dribbles left side, slows it up and sets up the offense for Green City. Dribbles right side, kicks it across to Pope, down to Rouse, over to Pope. Holds, gets it down to Chelsea Rouse, puts up the shot, dribbles, rims in and out, no good, and Cole had position on Becky Rouse, and Rouse fouled her.
Going to be an over-the-back call, I believe is what it is. Four team fouls on Green City, one on the Tigers. Jesse Hill in the game for the Tigers. She inbounds it to Kimberly Elsie, who'll bring it across the timeline. Over to Sheree Cole at the right wing. Passing the paint to Moyer. Back to Jesse Hill, right baseline. Back out to Sheree Cole, the right side. Her shot is up and no good. A little too strong. Gophers with the rebound. Becky Rouse gets it up ahead to Pope. Brings it across the timeline. Hands it off to Ayers. Ayers passes it back to Pope. Back to Ayers. Back to Pope. Top the key. Cross-court pass over the right blocks to number 34, Clausen, whose shot is up and no good. But Danny Moyer with the rebound. She hands it off to Elsie, and we're coming the other way. 3 minutes, 15 seconds left in the half. Gophers lead 11-7.
Elsie passes to Cole, left side. Holds, gets it out to Elsie, top the key. Hands off to Cole. She stands atop the key. Passes to Elsie, just outside on the left side. Gets it down to call up in the corner. Down it, passes to Moyer. Back out to Elsie, left side. Back to Cole, top of the key, gets across to Hill, into Chelsea, right corner, no good. Rebounded by Becky Rouse, she loses it. Cole falls on it, gets it out to Moyer somehow. Moyer takes it out to Elsie, gets it back out to Cole, left side, outside the arc, no good. Rebounded by Green City, who gets it to Pope. Stripped by Moyer, Cole had a chance to dribble in for a layup, but decided to pull it back out. Defenders were on their way. Gets it to call up right corner. Back out to Hill, up to Elsie, set up the offense. Passes to Cole at the top of the key. Gets it into Moyer, left elbow. Back up to Cole, left side. Dribbles right side. Passes to Elsie just outside the arc. She holds. Dribbles to the middle of the floor. Kicks it out to call up. Gets it left side, into Moyer, left corner, no good. Gets it out to Cole, into Moyer on the left elbow. Gets it out to Elsie, dribbles in, no good. Rebounded by Moyer, put it up and in.
I think so. That was a really nice play by Danny Moyer. She's about to lose a handle on the ball, and she kicked it back out. I believe it's Sheree Cole before the Gopher would have a chance to get her hand on it. Real heads-up play. So with 1 minute 34 seconds left in the half, Gophers lead at 9-11. 14 fouls on the Gophers, one on the Tigers. So what's your assessment so far, Tyler?
Looks like it's going to be a pretty scrappy game for both teams. Not calling too many fouls, and really there haven't been too many fouls for either team. Both the are having trouble with the offense, but the defenses are playing well for both sides.
Yeah, I'd say defense is the name of the game so far. Brashear's had a few opportunities to make three-point shots, but they just haven't fallen so far. But beyond that, scrappy is probably the word for the day. They've been kind of going after it out there, but been going after it in such a way that not many fouls called. Green City with the ball. 1 minute, 22 seconds left. Pass into the paint to number 40. I'm not sure. Let's see. That would be Phillips. She loses the handle on it, goes out of bounds. But it's off a Tiger, so it'll be the Gophers' ball. Ayers will inbound it for the Gophers. Gets it over to Rouse on the right side. She drives it in the paint. Her shot is up and off the glass. Good. Nice looking shot there. Elsie will bring the ball back the other way with 1 minute, 9 seconds left. 13-9 Gophers. Elsie feeds it over to Hill on the right side. She drives it into the free throw line, kicks it back out to Collip. Looks to take it over the left hand side, but then hands it off to Sheree Cole. Brings it over to Elsie on the left wing. Back to Hill, top of the key. Passes it in to, nice looking feed in Sheree Colbert. Shot is partially blocked and it's no good. Gophers with the rebound. Ayers brings across the timeline for the Gophers.
She holds, now dribbles left. Has trouble getting it off. Finally gets it off to Holt, right side. Back to Ayers, just outside the three-point arc. Holds at the top of the key. Gets it down inside to Phillips. Decides better, putting up the shot. Stolen by Cole, play was. And she traveled on the breakaway. Cole, she really had an opportunity trying to straighten up her feet for the layup, and instead she shuffled them while she was on the move.
Could have just as easily been called for a foul, I think, but before the foul was committed, they called the travel. 17.3 seconds left in the half. Ayers brings the ball back the other way for the Gophers, and she walks with it, so we're going to go back the other way. Tigers will have another opportunity to draw a little bit closer before the half. Moyer will inbound the ball for the Tigers to a waiting Sheree Cole. No, that's Kimberly Elsie. I'm sorry. Kimberly Elsie will bring it across the timeline with 10 seconds left over to Hill on the right wing. Her shot is up and no good. She had a chance to get her own rebound, but the Gophers get it. Feed it ahead to Clausen, who wasn't even looking for the ball. Violated rule one. Make sure the person's looking at you when you pass it to them.
Yeah, they could have got a big half-court shot attempt, but they didn't have much time after the rebound anyway.
So at the end of the first half, Gophers lead it, 13-9. So we're going to leave the mics on and let everybody enjoy a little halftime entertainment from the Brashear Band.
And we're back with second half action from the Brashear and Green City game, girls game. Elsie has the ball for Brashear, gets it over to Collip. Dribbles, gets it to Cole, top the key, sets up the offense. Gets it back to Collip, right side. Tries to get it back out to Cole, but was kicked by Holt from Green City. Hazen to take the ball out of bounds for Brashear. Gets it to Kelsey. Back to Hazen outside the arc, right side. Gets it to Elsie at the top of the key. Dribbles left. Gets it into the baseline. Back out to Collip, top of the key. Gets it to Holly Hazen at the elbow. Passes to Collip, right side. Dribbles to the top of the key. Finds Hazen, right elbow. Tries to get it back out to Collip. The pass was deflected by Clawson from Green City, but Collip recovers. Brings it up. Gets it to Cole just outside the three-point arc. Dribbles the left baseline. Gets it back out to Elsie at the top of the key. She holds. Is guarded closely by Ayers. And passes to Holt for Green City. She dribbles in. Gets it back out to Roush. Puts up the shot. Off the backboard. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts up another shot, no good. Rebounded by Kelsey from Brashear. Loses the ball to Holt. She has it, left side. Is stolen from Kelsey, getting back on defense. She gets it to Elsie, who sets up the offense. Holds it, top to key, gets to Cole. Dribbles, passes into Hazen. Back out to Elsie, left side. She tries to get it into Hazen, was deflected by Ayers, but Hazen finally finds it. Gets it back out to Elsie. Timeout called by Brashear. In the second half, there's 5:39 left in the third quarter. Brashear has 9, Green City with 13. It's Brashear ball, Hazen inbound for them. She gets it into Cole. Dribbles at the top of the key. Dribbles right. Holds. Gets it down to Kelsey in the right corner. Back out to Cole. Now to Collip at the top of the key. She holds, looking for somebody. Moyer was open, but she passed a little to the right and was intercepted by Holt for Green City. She gets it. Passes to Rouse, who puts up a three. And it's no good. It was rebounded by Kelsey from Brashear. Cole with the ball now from Kelsey. Gets it down to Collip in the right corner. No good. It was rebounded by Moyer. Gets it back out to Cole. Now across to Hazen just outside the arc. Gets it to Cole at the top of the key. Passes down to Collip just inside the arc. No good. Rebounded by Rouse from Green City. Gets it up the court to Ayers, who puts up a layup. Cole with the ball for Brashear. Dribbles cop past court. Sets up the offense. Pass was deflected but found Kelsey on the right side. She passes back to Cole. Gets it across to Collip left side. Holds. Gets it across to Cole. Top the key. Gets it into Hazen. Back out to Cole to top the key. Finds Moyer at the free throw line. Back to Kelsey right side. Into the hands of Cole at top of the key. She put up the three, and it was no good. The rebound was swatted at by Rouse from Green City, and it went out of bounds. Brashear ball. Hailed in for Collip. Cole inbounds for Brashear. Gets it to Kelsey into Cole in the corner. Got it to Moyer on the right block. No good. Rebounded by Pope from Green City, but Moyer aggressively held the ball, and they called the jump ball in favor of Brashear. So we're going to try it again. Cole to inbounds. Gets it to Moyer. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Clawson, and nobody was going to get it from her. She just held it above everybody else. She finds Rouse outside the three-point arc. Gets it to Ayers at the top of the key. She dribbles. Sets up the the offense for Green City. Calls the play. Gets the ball into Clausen. Puts up the two. No good. Rebounded by Cole for Brashear. She brings it across half court. Dribbles in. Finds Kelsey. Gets it to Hill. Tried to get it into Moyer. Pass was deflected by Clausen. Moyer to trigger the inbounds for Brashear. She finds Kelsey. Tried to put up a shot. Was no good. It was blocked by Clausen. Moyer got the loose ball. Got it out to Cole. Now to Kelsey on the right side. Dribbles into a wide open area. Puts up a layup just a little hard, and it was no good. Rebounded by Clausen. Gets it out to Chaus for the Green City Gophers. Finds Ayers. Dribbles in. Puts up a shot off the glass, and no good. Rebounded by Ayers herself. No good on the putback. Kelsey rebounds from Brashear. Gets it across to Moyer. Moyer finds Cole. Takes it across half court. Dribbles in to the baseline. Right block. No good. Kicks it out to Kelsey on the three-point arc. She shot. No good. Hit front of the rim. Rebounded by Moyer. Got it out to Cole. Gets it out to Hill. Dribbles into the left elbow. No good. Rebounded by Hazen. Put back is good. Now the score is 11-15. With 2:25 left to go in the third quarter. Ayers with the ball at the right on the right side for Green City. Gets it into Roush. Gets it into Clausen. Off the right base. Off the right block. Put it up and in. Now 11-17 in favor of Green City with 2 minutes left to play.
Nice looking turnaround jump shot by Clausen. Sheree Cole with the ball over in the right wing. Kicks it back to Haley Kelsey in the right corner. Bounce pass over to Moyer at the right wing. She'll dribble it around the baseline, puts it up. Her shot is a little too short. And Rouse with the rebound. She brings it back the other way. Pass way ahead up to Ayers up the right side. But she's not able to take advantage of it. She dribbles around the top of the key and kicks it over to the right wing. Pass into Rouse on the right corner on the baseline. She drives baseline kick, tries to get it into Clausen. Clausen loses the handle on it, but ball gets back to number 40. And she shoots. Hazen with the rebound, and Hazen is fouled. Number 40 is, who is Phillips?
Christina Scudder subs for Danny Moya for Brashear. She inbounds to Cole, takes it across half court, gets it to Hill. Nice screen by Hazen. Hill dribbles around, passes to Scudder. She held the ball a little too low and was called with the jump ball because Becky Roush got her hands on it.
1:10 left in the third period. Gophers lead at 17-11. Ayers brings it across the timeline up the top of the key. Passes it over to the left corner. Dribbles the baseline. Roush is. Her shot is up and no good, but she's fouled. So she'll go to the line and shoot a couple. Foul is on number 25, which is Haley Kelsey. 1 minute, 1 second left in the third period. Gophers lead at 17-11. Rouse's first shot is up, and nice looking free throw goes right in. Pope back for the Gophers. Rouse's second shot is also good. 19-11 Gophers. Kimberly Elsie will bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. She dribbles it over on the right side, right wing, kicks it back to Sheree Cole, the right corner. Cole dribbles out, back to Hill, top of the key, over to Elsie, the left wing, into the paint to Kelsey, back to Hill, the free throw line. Her shot is up and good, 19-13, 40 seconds left in the third. Ayers brings the ball across the timeline for the Gophers, dribbles up top of the key, around the corner, to the left side, back to the left corner, pass back out to Ayers, but it's an errant pass out of bounds, and it'll be Tigers' ball in front of the Gophers. No, they're saying it's going to be the Gophers' ball. I thought it was the other way.
Looked like they tipped it out to me. Ayers has the ball for Green City at the top of the key. Gets it down to Rouse, left baseline. She dribbles in, puts up the shot just inside the elbow for Green City, and it went in. Ball taken out of bounds by Cole. Gets it to Elsie. Dribbles across half court, 10 seconds remaining. Gets it to Cole, gets it in the Scudder. Right block was fouled with the shot. Foul will go against Green City. on Chelsea Roush. Scudder will shoot two for Brashear.
Two team fouls for the Gophers, one against the Tigers. His first foul on Roush. Scudder's first shot is up and good. 6.8 seconds left in the third period. Gophers leading 21-14. Scudder with an opportunity to bring it within six. Her second shot is on its way, and it rattles around and out. No good. Roush with the rebound. Pass up ahead to number 12. She can't handle a hot pass. It'll be out of bounds. It'll be Tigers ball. 1.4 seconds left.
Elsie held the ball and was not able to get a shot off.
So at the end of three, Gophers lead it 21-14. Thanks, Tyler. Tyler Killen's been helping us with this broadcast. He's over his injury and will be playing tonight. So he's going to leave us, get dressed out, and be ready for the boys' game. And I'll be taking over the full broadcasting for the remainder of the girls' game and for all of the boys' game. So again, at the beginning of the fourth period, the Gophers lead it 21-14. On the floor for the Tigers are Moyer, Cole, Elsie, Hill, and Scudder. Taking the floor for the Gophers are Holt, Ayers, Clausen, Becky Roush. The Tigers ball. Sheree Cole brings it across the timeline back to Jesse Hill at the left wing. Hill dribbles it in the free throw line and shoots up and off the glass and good. 21-16 Gophers. Pass, inbound pass to Ayers. He's bringing it across the timeline for the Gophers. Dribbles it over to the right side. Backs back out. Cross court over to Roush on the left wing. Back to Holt. Top of the key. Back to Ayers to the right side. Ayers passes it in the paint to number 12, Becky Roush. And Danny Moyer, I think. No, Christina Scudder is called with a foul. Becky Roush will go to the line to shoot a couple. Rouse's first shot is up and a little short off the back end of the rim, or off the front end of the rim, that is. No good. 21-16 Gophers. Becky Roush's second shot rattles around and goes in. 22-16. Trey Cole will bring it back the other way on the near side across the timeline of the right wing. Dribbles to the top of the key, looks to get it in to Christina Scudder, but then gets it to Moyer back out to Elsie at the left corner. Elsie kicks it back out to Jesse Hill at the top of the key. Back over to Elsie at the left wing, pass in the paint to Moyer, back out to Jesse Hill, free throw line over the right wing, back to Christina Scudder, left hand turnaround, jump shot is no good. And Roush with the rebound, passes ahead to Ayers, brings it across the timeline on the far side. Sets the offense, dribbles it over to the left wing. Passes in the paint to Clausen, whose turnaround shot is up and no good. Putback is good, though. 24-16, Gophers. Elsie brings it across the timeline, the top of the key, over to Cole on the right wing. Back to Elsie. Pass is no good. Gophers with the steal. Holt with the ball for the... Pass into the paint, shot up off the glass, good by Becky Roush. Kimberly Elsie will bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. Sloppy play by the Tigers here. Going to cost them the game, down by a dime. Moyer back to Elsie at the right wing. Left is Cole in the paint to Christina Scudder, whose shot is partially blocked. Ayers with the ball coming the other way for the Gophers. Ayers, Gibbard. By Moyer, cross court pass in the right block, up, shot up off the glass is no good, but she gets her own rebound. Shot is no good. Nasty looking shot, but it went in. 28-16. Gophers. Coach Williams takes the timeout. So with 5 minutes, 46 seconds left in the fourth period, Green City leads it 28-16. two team fouls on the Tigers, two team fouls against the Gophers. By and large, it's been a pretty clean game. Not many fouls called. The refs have let them play up the game. Into the first half, both teams got pretty scrappy. Second half, the Tigers have slowly let this game get away from them. If they're going to do something, they're going to have to do it now. On the floor for the Tigers, Danny Moyer, Sheree Cole, Holly Hazen, Jesse Hill, and Haley Kelsey. Inbounds to Sheree Cole. Cole bringing across the timeline. Dribbles over the near side wing. Back to Haley Kelsey. Passing the paint to Danny Moyer. But she loses the handle on it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Green City ball. Ayers brings it across the timeline. Dribbles it over the left-hand side. Drives in at top of the key. Passes it into left block. Shot up off the glass is no good. Tigers with the rebound. Jesse Hill hands it off to Sheree Cole. Cole will bring the ball back the other way. Cole up the top of the key. Passes it over to Haley Kelsey on the right wing. Back up Sheree Cole. The right wing. Back to the corner to Haley Kelsey, whose shot is up and a little too short. Rouse with the rebound for the Gophers. They're coming the other way with 5 minutes, 4 seconds left in the game. And the Gophers lead it 28-16. Ayers in solid control of the game. Up the top of the key. Passes it in the paint to a wide open Becky Rouse, who shot it up and good. 30-16, Gophers. Sheree Cole brings the ball back the other way on the near side. Top of the key, passes it in the paint. Paul tipped out to Jesse Hill, and I think she's going to be called. I think there's going to be a foul called on Holt. Chelsea call up in the game for Holly Hazen. Danny Moyer will inbound the ball for the Tigers, who are awaiting Sheree Cole. Cole to Hill to Collip. Drives the baseline. Her shot is blocked. Rouse with the rebound. No, I'm sorry. That's Holt with the rebound. Holt hands it off to Ayers. Just shy of the half-court line. She brings it across the timeline. Dribbles it over to the left-hand side. Passes it back to the left corner. Shot is up and no good. Fossum with the rebound. The putback for two. 4 minutes, 16 seconds left in the game. Gophers lead it 32-16. Sheree Cole brings it across the timeline, passes it over to Haley Kelsey, looking to get it in the paint to Danny Moyer, but loses the handle on it. And Gophers with a steal will bring the ball back the other way. Rouse to Ayers. Ayers brings it across the timeline, dribbles it around to the left-hand side. Left wing sets up the offense, passes it back to the left corner to Rouse. Rouse back to Ayers at the top of the key. Ayers dribbles around the right-hand side, right into the lane. And for a nice jump shot, nice 10-foot jump shot, is nothing but net. 34-16 Gophers. Sheree Cole brings it across the timeline, passes Jesse Hill on the left wing. She'll drive it into the lane, kicks it over to Haley Kelsey. Back out to Sheree Cole at the top of the key. Back to Haley Kelsey, the right wing. And she tries to bounce pass it. Steal by the Gophers. Ayers brings it coast to coast, and her shot is up and good. 36-16. 20-point advantage by the Gophers. 3 minutes, 15 seconds left in the game. After the timeout, on the floor for the Tigers is Moyer and Brooke Salter in the game for the first time. Sheree Cole, Collip, Jesse Hill. Moyer will inbound it to awaiting Sheree Cole. He'll bring it across the timeline, dribbles it over to the right-hand side, over to Salter, the right wing. In the paint to Danny Moyer. Her turnaround shot is blocked by Clausen. Clausen with the steal. She hands it off to Rouse, who will bring it back the other way on the near side. Over to Ayers in the right wing. Ayers sets up just inside the arc. Her shot is up and no good. Clausen with the rebound kicks it back out to Ayers over the right wing. Ayers resets the offense. Picks up the dribble, kicks it over the right wing to number 23. Back to Rouse. Back to Ayers, left wing, up the top of the key. Pass inside. They lose the handle on it. Brooks Holder with the rebound. She gets it over to Danny Moyer, to Sheree Cole. Will bring it across the timeline on the near side. Dribbles around over to the left-hand side, over to Hill, who's square up for three. Her shot is too strong. Sheree Cole with the rebound. Her shot at the right blocks is kind of wild. No good. Clausen with the rebound. Ayers with the ball for the Gophers. She brings it across the timeline on the near side. Double-teamed. Timeout called by the Green City bench. Gophers lead it 36-16 with 2 minutes left in the fourth period. Three team fouls on the Gophers, two on the Tigers. After the timeout, on the floor for the Tigers is Scudder, Hill, Sheree Cole, and Ashley Clarkson in the game for the first time, and Salter. Gopher's shot is up and good. Sheree Cole will bring the ball back the other way. Comes across the timeline on the near side. Back to Clarkson, the right wing, the right corner into Scudder. Right blocks over to Hill on the left-hand side. Her shot is up and no good. Gophers with the rebound. Pass ahead to Ayers. Brings it across the timeline. Ayers at the top of the key over to the left wing. Number 23 shot is up and good. 40-16. Green City with the advantage. 1 minute, 15 seconds left in the ball game. Cole brings the ball across the timeline. Passes it over to 51. Brooke Salter, shot is up and no good. Gophers with the rebound. Tigers just can't get anything to fall. Rouse up ahead to number 23, which would be King. A timeout called by the Gophers. 59.7 seconds in the game. Gophers lead it 40-16. So we're under a minute. Same folks on the field for the Tigers. Salter, Scudder, Clarkson, Hill, and Cole. Gophers ball. Pope with the ball, back out to number 11. Got a bunch of new people in the end. Pass is out on the left-hand side, out of bounds. It'll be Tigers ball. 48.5 seconds left in the game. Mullenix in the game for the Gophers. For King, who comes out. Cole with the ball for the Tigers. Dribbles over the right-hand side, passes it to the left corner, back out to Sheree Cole, whose shot is up and short. Gophers with the rebound. They'll bring the ball back the other way. Pope with it, ball. Pass over to Mullenix, whose shot is up and no good. Gophers with the rebound. The putback is still good, but I believe she was fouled. No, they're not calling a foul. They are. It'll be against the Gophers. Sheree Cole brings the ball back the other way to Hill on the left-hand side. She dribbles it into the lane, back out over to Salter on the right side, back to Cole, the right wing, back to Salter on the right corner. Her shot is up and long. Gophers with the rebound with 11 seconds left in the game. Gophers bring the ball back the other way, get it across the timeline, over to the right wing, back out at the top of the key. Shot is up and short, and time expires. And that's it. Gophers win it, 40-16. We'll be back here in a few for tonight's matchup between the boys, between the Green City between the Brashear Tigers and the Green City Gophers. All right. We've got some numbers. Let's see. But I have to have glasses, you understand.
Well, as unofficial totals, we have Cole with 2 points. She shot 1 out of 8. Elvie had 0 for 3 tonight. Moyer was 1 for 7, but about a 50% on her free throw, so she had 3. Hazen had 2 out of 4 for a total of 4 points. Collip was 0 for 3. Kelsey was 1 for 6 with 2 points. Scudder was 0 for 3, but she got 1 out of her 2 free throws for 1 point. And Hill had 2 out of 6 for 4 points, for the total of 16 points.
Pretty amazing that Kimberly Elsie came away with no points. How many times does that happen?
Not very often. She's usually about a 50 or 60% shooter.
Top scorer for the Green City team was Chelsea Rouse with 15. Becky Rouse with 9. Becky coming off the bench. 10 points for Ayers, who ran the point. 4 for the big inside 6'2" Clausen, and 2 for King coming off the bench. So again, if you're just joining us, Gophers win it 40-16. Game was typified by a real low scoring close game in the first half. I don't know what was the score after the first half. 14-9. Tigers clearly in the game at that point in time, but the game began to get away from at the end of the third period, beginning of the fourth, as the Gophers began to pull away.
It's too bad.
All right, we're ready to get underway in tonight's boys matchup. Starting the lineup for the Tigers are Danny Clarkson, Cody Salter, Brent Platts, Kale Watson, and Bill Elam. Ready to tip off Clarkson. Gophers control the ball. Pfeiffer hands it off to Ayers, who brings it across the timeline. Back to Pfeiffer, who shot on the left-hand side. It was a little too short, but the Gophers get their own rebound. Back to Ayers. He's going to drive it into the blocks, tries to kick it out. Behind the back pass to Diekman. Diekman back out top to Tarver, whose shot for 3 is nothing but net. Tigers on the advantage, Gophers with the advantage first. Watson brings it across the timeline, passes it back to the left corner, tipped out of bounds by the Gophers. Tigers will retain possession of the ball. On the court for the Gophers is Pfeiffer, Tarver, Diekman, Snyder, and Ayers. Platts will inbound it for the Tigers, kicks it all the way back out to Watson. Top of the key over to Salter. Back to Watson, back to Salter. Tries to pass it in the paint to Clarkson, loses the handle on it, goes out of bounds. It'll be Tigers retain possession of the ball. 7:10 left in the first. Gophers lead it 3-0. Inbound pass to Salter, back out to Platts. Top the key, drives into the lane, forces it a little bit. Shot is partially blocked. Snyder brings it across the timeline, passes it off to Tarver, who drives into the lane. His shot is good. 5-0 Gophers. Gophers get the steal right back on the putback. And Ayers almost over the back, but wasn't called. Ayers brings it in the paint, hands it off to Snyder. Snyder walks with it. Linhart in the game for Salter. Linhart will inbound it for the Tigers. Linhart in to Platts up ahead to Elam up to Parkson, whose shot is up and good. Nice looking transition game there. Pfeiffer with the ball for the Gophers up to Ayers. 0-2 on the left hand side to Diekman. His shot is no good. It'll be out of bounds and the Gophers ball. Inbound to Diekman on the left-hand side. His shot is no good. Cale Watson with the rebound. He brings it across the timeline in a hurry, but pulls it back to reset the offense. Over to Linhart at the right-hand side. Into Clarkson on the right blocks. His shot off the glass is no good. Ball goes out of bounds off of Platts. Be a Gophers ball. Ball is inbound to Tarver. Back to Snyder. Pass up ahead into the paint to number 21, Ayers. His shot is up and no good. No, he's good. It's actually good and he's fouled, so he'll go to the line. Ayers will to shoot the bonus. Shot is up and good. So the Gophers convert the three-point play. Linhart will inbound it to Platts for the Tigers. Platts brings it across the timeline over on the left-hand side. A double team pass into Elam. His shot is up and good. Pass ahead to Snyder. Cross court to Ayers. Across the lane to Diekman. His shot is no good, but he's fouled. Foul is on 45, Danny Clarkson. 5:34 left in the first. Gophers lead it 8-4. Diekman's first shot is up and a little too strong. Bounces around, but then doesn't go in. So he'll have a second chance to redeem himself. Diekman's second shot is good. 9-4, Gophers. Linhart inbounds it to Cale Watson over on the near side in front of the Tiger bench. Watson brings it across the timeline in a hurry, takes it coast to coast, but his shot is still too strong off the glass. Gophers with the rebound. Diekman with the ball on the left-hand side to Pfeiffer up the top of the key. Pass into the paint is a little too strong. Out of bounds be Tigers' ball. Linhart will inbound it for the Tigers. Still waiting, Cale Watson in front of the Tiger bench. Watson tries to dribble behind his black back, loses the handle on it. Gophers with the steal and the bonus. Clarkson with the ball, passes ahead to Linhart. 2-on-1. Linhart takes it coast to coast, tries for the finger roll. It's no good. Snyder with the rebound. He'll bring the ball back the other way. And there's a foul called on Danny Clarkson. That's his second foul already. Snyder will inbound it to awaiting Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer brings it up and kicks it up ahead in front of the Tiger bench. Back out to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer will dribble around the top of the key. Picks up the dribble into the paint to Snyder, whose turnaround shot is partially blocked. Linhart with the rebound. Hands it off to Watson. Watson brings it across the timeline on the far side. Dribbles it around the baseline. And kicks it back out to Linhart, and he falls down, but they're going to call a push on 31, Tarver. That's his first foul. Three fouls, three team fouls on the Tigers, one on Green City. Linhart will inbound it for the Tigers. Inbound to Platts. Got away with it over in the back. Platts runs it into the lane, and his shot is no good, but he's fouled. Foul is on 21, Ayers. Platts will shoot a couple. Platts' first shot is on its way and a little short off the front end of the rim. Second shot is nothing but net. Travis Hettinger in the game for the Tigers. Ayers ahead to Snyder. Cross-court pass over on the right-hand side to Tarver, whose shot is no good. And Hedinger with the rebound hands it off to Platts and will come in the other way with 4:11 left in the first period. Gophers lead it 11-5. Watson over on the near side passes across to Linhart. Nearly lost the handle on it, but he's going to drive it in the lane, but he took a step before he put it on the floor. So they're going to travel on him. Snyder will inbound it for Green City. Pass ahead to Thiekman, who nearly loses the handle on it, but passes it back to the left corner, pass into the paint. Shot is no good. And Clarkson with the rebound, but they're going to call an over-the-back call. The foul is on number 35, who is Gray. Platts with the ball for the Tigers. Platts brings it across the timeline to the top of the key over to Linhart at the left wing. Pass into the paint to Danny Clarkson. Loses the handle on the ball. Stripped from him. Linhart with the steal. And they just about get the ball away from him. But coach calls the timeout. So with 3 minutes, 28 seconds left in the first period, Gophers lead at 11-5. On the floor for the Tigers are Shipman, Clarkson, Kale Watson, Linhart, and Platts. Linhart inbounds it to Platts. Dribbles behind his back, brings it across the timeline. Double team, tries to get it ahead. Ball goes out of bounds off of Tarver. Tigers will retain possession of the ball. Linhart will inbound it on the far side to awaiting Platts. Brings it across the timeline, kicks it to Linhart on the left-hand side over to Cale Watson on the right wing. He dribbles the top of the key, cross-court pass to the left corner. Shot is up and a little too short. Clarkson with the rebound. His shot is up and good. Nice-looking putback. He took a step to the baseline, put it up unobstructed from there. Smart play by Clarkson. Pfeiffer with the ball for the Gophers gets it ahead to Walker to Snyder at the free throw line. He feeds it down low. Ball goes out of bound though. Off the Gopher be Tigers ball. Linhart will inbound it for the Tigers to awaiting Platts. Full court pressure by the Gophers. Platts gets it way ahead to Shipman. Shot is up and good. 11-7 Gophers. Gophers with the ball down low on the left-hand side. Kick it back out. Pass into Snyder under the basket. Good for two. Platts dribbles behind his back and brings the ball back the other way. Gets across the timeline. Dribbles it in to the free throw line over to Linhart. The left-hand side. His shot is up and good for three. Way far ahead. Pass. And there's going to be a foul called. Tigers can't afford to let that happen. Pass it all the way ahead, and the foul is going to be called on Jacob Shipman. He really didn't have too much choice, though. He was way out of position. Diekman's first shot is up and no good. 2 minutes, 8 seconds left in the first period. Tigers kind of clawed back into this thing. Gophers with the advantage, 13-10. Deacon's second shot is on its way, and it's no good. And Gophers with the rebound. They kick it out the right wing. Shot is up and good for three. Shot was by number 21, Ayers. Watson inbounds it to Platts. Platts will bring the ball ahead himself with 1:54 left in the first period. He tries to pass it ahead up into the lane, but somebody wasn't in position or wasn't watching because it went right in the hands of three Gophers at the same time. 1 minute, 49 seconds left. Gophers lead at 16-10. It'll be Gophers ball. 43 inbounds it to Ayers. Ayers ahead to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer brings it across the timeline over on the left-hand side, drives the baseline. His shot, offline shot's no good. Linhart with the steal ahead to Cale Watson. He'll bring it across the timeline, but will back it out to Platts up at the top of the key. Platts dribbles behind his back, tries to take it in the lane, kicks it over to Watson on the right-hand wing. Watson back to Linhart, who sets up for a straight three. It's good. 1 minute, 17 seconds left in the first period. Gophers lead at 16-13. Pass ahead to the right wing. Pass into the lane to number 43. Kicks it back out to 25, which is Pfeiffer. He squares up for three, and shot's no good. Watson loses the handle on it. Diekman with the steal. He's going to take it in the paint. Passes it all the way back out. And I thought it might have been over and back call, but apparently they didn't make that call. Ayers with the ball. Back out to Pfeiffer. Passing the paint is errant Cody Salter with the steal. He hands it off to Platts. 33 seconds left in the first period. 16-13 Gophers. Platts walks it across the timeline. Obviously getting set, hoping for the last shot over to Linhart. The left wing, he'll drive it into the lane. Off-balance shot is no good. Gophers with the rebound. Ayers brings it across the timeline on the near side. He dribbles it into a lot of traffic. Ball goes out of bounds, but it'll be off the Tigers. So with 12.6 seconds left in the first period, it'll be Gophers' ball under their basket. Inbound pass to Pfeiffer over the right wing. Cross-court pass over to Ayers on the left-hand side. He's going to drive it into the lane. Shot is up and a little too strong. He's called with a charge. So, with 3 seconds left in the first period, Tigers will have to go full distance of the court. Second foul on Ayers. Inbounds to Platts. Platts' shot is up and wide right. So at the end of first period, Tigers, with the early disadvantage, clawed their big way back into this thing and are behind by 3, 16-13. Fast-paced game here between the two boys' teams. If you're just joining us, the Gophers run away with it in the first game tonight between the girls, 40-16. Five team fouls on the Tigers, 4 on the Gophers. On the floor for the Tigers, Shipman, Hedinger, Watson, Linhart, and Platts. Linhart inbounds it to Platts, who brings it across the timeline. Top of the key over to Linhart, the right wing, into Shipman in the paint, up ahead to Hedinger, who loses the handle on it, tries to get his own rebound, and I think he's going to be called for a foul. Yeah, it's on Travis Hedinger. He's a Gophers ball. Pfeiffer gets it ahead to Snyder, who brings it across the timeline over to the left-hand side to Diekman, back to Pfeiffer. In the paint to Snyder, free-throw line. His 10-foot shot is up and no good. Hedinger almost had the rebound, but didn't quite have enough height. Back at the Pfeiffer over the right-hand corner, pass into the right block. So there's going to be a foul call on Travis Hedinger. The Gophers ball, 16 fouls on the Tigers. The second foul on Travis Hedinger. So with 7 fouls, we're going to be in a bonus situation, and so Gray will go to the line for the Gophers. Gray's first shot is up, and it's good. 17-13. Gophers with the advantage. Second shot is no good. Platts with the rebound. He'll bring the ball back the other way on the near side. Brings it across the timeline. Drives it into the lane. Kicks it back out to Kale Watson over in the left corner. His shot is up and good. 17-15. Gophers. Gophers pass it ahead to Diekman, who just about loses the handle on it. Back out to Pfeiffer at the top of the key. Passes it in the right block to... was it Gray? No, it's number 43, which is going to be... I don't know who this is going to be. There is no 43. Well, I'll take that back. It's Jacobs. Jacobs' first shot is no good. Jacobs' second shot is on its way, and it's a little too strong off the back of the rim. Foul's going to be called on number 45, which is Leslie. Linhart will inbound it for the Tigers. Linhart gets ahead to Kale Watson over on the far corner, kicks it ahead to Platts, just short of the half court. He brings it across the timeline, up the top of the key, dribbles around to Linhart, the right baseline. He drives the baseline and pulls it up, and he's going to be called for the jump ball. Held it too long. Inbound pass to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer gets it ahead to 31, Tarver. Tarver gets it across the timeline over the right wing. Back out to Pfeiffer up the top of the key. Back to Tarver on the right corner. Back to Pfeiffer at the top of the key. Dribbles around the left-hand side. Diekman, the left wing. Back to the left corner. Drives the baseline. Shot is up and no good. He's called for charge. Second charge tonight. The foul is on number 25, Pfeiffer. Linhart will inbound it for the Tigers. 4-2 awaiting Platts. Platts about loses the handle on it, but he gets it up to Kale Watson, who dribbles it around to the far side, brings it across the timeline, goes coast to coast, tries to get it ahead to Jacob Shipman, but it's knocked out of bounds by Jacobs. Tigers will retain possession of the ball, though. Platts will inbound it for the Tigers. Kicks it all the way out to Kale Watson up at the top of the key. Back to Platts on the right wing. Back to Watson, top of the key. Back to Platts, who'll square up for three on the right wing. His shot's no good. And Snyder with the rebound gets it ahead to Tarver, brings it across the timeline, gets it back to the corner into Jacobs in the right blocks. His shot is up and no good, but Snyder with the putback. 5:45 left in the half, 19-15, Gophers. Watson will bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers on the far side, dribbles behind his back right into the hands of number 33, and they get it ahead in the transition. And the player, Diekman, is fouled. Foul is on number 21, which would be Brent Platts. Pfeiffer will go to the line to shoot a couple. Looks like there's going to be a technical called. Not sure what that was for. May have been somebody just said something. Pfeiffer's shot is no good. Pfeiffer's second shot is a good. 20-15, Gophers with the advantage. Tigers call a timeout. 5:34 left in the half. Gophers lead it 20-15. 19 fouls on the Tigers, 6 on the Gophers, so both teams in the bonus situation. Tigers nearly in the double bonus. On the floor for the Tigers, Salter, Linhart, Watson, Elam, and Brett Platt. 4 of the Gophers we got. Jacob Snyder Diekman. And the Gophers will inbound the ball. Inbound to number 13. Platts with the steal. He's going to take it coast to coast. His shot is up and a little too strong. Cale Watson back to Linhart, and he's fouled. And he'll go to the line to shoot a couple. Foul is on number 25, Pfeiffer. That's his second foul. Linhart's first shot is up and good. Linhart's second shot is bounces off left. Jacob with the rebound, and there's going to be a foul. Foul is called on Brent Platts. Jacobs will go to the line. For the Gophers, 5:16 left in the half. Gophers lead it 20-16. Jacob's first shot is up and no good. Jacob's second shot is also no good. Tigers with the Linhart with the rebound, and he's fouled, and so Linhart will go to the line to shoot the bonus. .5:15 left in the half. 20-16 Gophers. Linhart's first shot is up and it's good. So he'll get a chance to convert. Linhart's second shot is on its way. A little too strong. Gophers with the rebound. They get it ahead. One-on-one for number 13, Moore. Moore gets it in the paint to Snyder, and he's going to be fouled. And there's going to be a kind of a scrum on the floor, and they're going to call it a jump ball situation. It'll be the Tigers' ball. Linhart will inbound it for the Tigers. Linhart has a little bit of blood on his lips, so he's going to have to come out here. Shipman will be come in the game for the Tigers. Salter will inbound it in Linhart's place. Salter ahead to Platts. Platts brings it up, brings it across the timeline, the top of the key, kicks it over to Salter on the left wing of the paint to Jacob Shipman back over to the left-hand corner to Elam. Elam loses the handle on it. The Tigers will retain possession of the ball. 20-17, Gophers, 4:48 left in the half. Tigers will inbound it to Cale Watson, who dribbles it around to the top of the key, over to Salter on the right wing. Back out to Shipman. Back to Salter, the right wing. Snyder with the steal, and he tried to get it out of bounds off of Watson, but he stepped on the line before he had the chance to do that, so it'll be Tigers' ball. Salter will inbound it on the far side. Gets it to Cale Watson on the right wing. He drives it out towards the top of the key, passes it over to Trent Platts on the right left wing. He dribbles into the lane, and he draws the foul, and he'll go to the line and shoot a couple. Tigers with an opportunity to bring it within one. What if Trent Platts can hit a couple here? Platts' first shot is up, and it's no good. A little bit to the right, off the right side of the rim. Cart in for Jacobs. Platts' second shot is good. 20-18. Tarver back to Moore. Moore ahead to Snyder across the timeline. Over across to Tarver, the left corner. back to Moore at the top of the key, pass in the right corner, back out to the top of the key, back to the right corner, back into the paint. A lot of ball movement. Pass into Snyder in the lane. Good for two. Platts brings the ball back the other way. Double team, gets it across the timeline, dribbles behind his back, drives it into the free throw line over to Salter. He'll shoot for three, but it's an air ball. Snyder loses a handle on it, but gets it back, and he brings it across the timeline ahead up to Diekman on the left side, back out to 13 more at the top of the key. In the paint to Snyder. Snyder tries to get it over to Diekman in the left corner, but it's knocked out of bounds. So Gophers will retain possession of the ball. Snyder out to Pfeiffer, back to Snyder on the left wing. Cross-court pass, but it's knocked out of bounds by Jacob Shipman. Tried to get it into Ayers over the right blocks, but Shipman able to get it out of bounds. Ayers will inbound it for the Gophers over to Pfeiffer in the right wing. And he picked it up and kept walking. So Tigers will get the ball back with 3 minutes, 23 seconds left in the half. Gophers lead at 22-18. Linhart into Brent Platts. Platts was coming up to the timeline. Linhart set a nice-looking screen, and Pfeiffer just bowled him over. So Linhart will get to go to the line and shoot a couple. Foul called on Pfeiffer. Linhart's shot is up and on its way, and it's a little too short off the front end of the rim. Diekman in the game for Pfeiffer. Linhart's second shot is away. And it's good. One possession game again, 22-19. Snyder hands it off to 21. Ayers brings it across the timeline, dribbles it over to the left-hand side. Picks up the dribble, kicks it back to 31. Tarver up the top of the key. His shot is a little too strong, but Snyder gets the rebound. And the shot is no good, but he gets his own rebound. I think he's going to be a foul. Foul is on 41, which is going to be Bill Elam. Snyder will shoot a couple. 2:56 left in the half. Gophers lead at 22-19. Snyder's first shot is good. 10 team fouls apiece on both teams here. Snyder's second shot is in and out. Gophers with the rebound, and the put back off the glass is good. Linhart inbounds it to Platts. Dribbles it behind his back and brings it up the timeline. Gophers pull back. Platts drives it into the lane and shoots. 10-foot jump shot is up and good. 25-21, Gophers. Ayers gets it ahead to Snyder. On up ahead to Tarver, whose shot is no good. Tigers with the rebound. Platts with the ball. 25-21. Platts brings it across the timeline. And Tigers call a timeout. Coach Copeland, obviously, pretty happy with his team. Even though they're behind, they've stayed in it. With an early disadvantage, Tigers kind of begin to climb back into this thing. And until at this point, they're down by four. 2 minutes, 20 seconds left in the half, 25-21. Green City using the full complement of their players. By my reckoning, 10 out of 15 players have been in the game already for Green City. A lot of rotation. On the floor at the timeout for the Tigers are Elam, Jacob Shipman, Cale Watson, Platts, and Linhart. Linhart will inbound it in front of the scorer's table to awaiting Platts. Platts calls a play, walks it across the timeline. Bringing everybody out, looking for a back door, looks like. Platts dribbles it over the left-hand side, gets it in to Cale Watson in the paint, shots up and good. Nice looking shot. Ayers gets it ahead to Snyder, but Snyder loses the handle on it, nearly goes out of bounds, but he recoups, gets it back to Tarver. Tarver drives it into the lane, his shot is up and no good. Jacob Shipman with the rebound, hands it off to Watson. Watson will bring it across the timeline on the near side. 1:38 left in the half. Hands it off over to Platts over on the right-hand side. Platts back to Jacob Shipman back on the left wing. Shipman picks up the dribble to Elam. Elam back out to Shipman. 1:25 left in the half to Watson in front of the Gopher bench. Watson guarded by Snyder. Gets it back to Jacob Shipman across the lane. His shot up off the glass is no good. Ball goes out of bounds off of Jacobs. The Tigers ball, 1 minute, 13 seconds left in the half. Gophers lead it 25-23. Watson with the ball over the right wing. Dribbles it in the free throw line. His shot is up and no good. Gophers looking for the transition. Get it way ahead up to 33. Diekman on the right-hand side. Cross court to Snyder, whose shot is up and no good, but he gets his own rebound. The putback is good. Linhart to Watson. Watson brings it across the timeline. Pulls it back out again. Screen set by Platts. Watson takes it across. Passes it over to Shipman. Picks up the dribble. Gets it ahead to Elam on the right corner. Elam to Shipman at the top of the key. Head to Platts off the top of his head. There's going to be a call for a jump ball. It'll be the Gophers' ball. 31 seconds left in the half. Gophers lead at 27-23. Tigers take it ahead, or the Gophers take it ahead coast to coast. Linhart with the rebound. Linhart hands it off to Platts. 19 seconds left in the half. Platts will walk it across for the last opportunity. Drives it into the lane, kicks it over the left side. Shot is up, rolls around, and gets the Brashear bounce. 7 seconds left in the half. Snyder up ahead to Diekman on the left-hand side. Drives the lane, shot is up and good. Time expires. Man, that was a nice-looking play. But at the end of the half, Gophers lead it 29-26. So we'll be back in a few for the beginning of the third period. We're going to have a little entertainment by the Brashear Band. In about 10 minutes, we'll see you again at the end of the half. Gophers lead at 29-26. All right, we're just about ready to get underway in the second half of play tonight between the boys' teams, Brashear Tigers and the Green City Gophers. At the beginning of the third period, Gophers lead it 29-26. Fast-paced game in the first half. Good play by both teams. Gophers with a lot of substitution, playing 10 out of their 15 players. Be interesting to see if the Tigers can keep up with this torrid pace in the second half. It'll be the Tigers' ball at the beginning of the half. On the floor for the Tigers are Linhart, Platts, Watson, Salter, and Bill Elam. Linhart will inbound it on the far side to awaiting Cale Watson. Watson brings it across the timeline in front of the Tiger bench, back to Salter, back to Platts, over to Linhart on the left side. His shot for three is short. Snyder for the Gophers with the rebound. Pfeiffer will bring the ball back ahead, threads the needle up ahead to 21, who didn't get the roll, and Platts with the rebound. Platts brings it up to the timeline. Gets it ahead over to Linhart on the left side, and he'll try it again. This time it's nothing but net, but just inside the arc. Gophers lead at 29-28. Ayers gets it ahead all the way up to Diekman, whose shot is good under the basket, 31-28. Gophers. Platts will bring the ball back the other way, guarded by Ayers. Platts gets it across the timeline over to Linhart, and we'll see if he does again. No, he gets it ahead to Elam, who'll drive it into the blocks, and his shot off the glass is good. Best looking shot by Elam that I've seen all season. He gets ahead to Snyder, back to the corner, tries to get it into the paint, but kicks it back out to Pfeiffer, then over the right-hand side, back to Pfeiffer, into the paint to Ayers, and Ayers is going to be fouled. Foul is on 21, which is Brent Platts. That's several on him. No, I'll take that back. It's on 41, Bill Elam. That's his third. Ayers' shot is up and good. 32-30. Gophers' second shot is good as well, 33-30. Linhart will inbound it to Platts. Platts guarded by Ayers. Platts gets it across the timeline over on the far side. He'll drive it into the paint, kicks it over to Salter on the right side. His shot is no good. But Watson with the rebound. The turnaround shot is no good. Gophers with the rebound. They thread it ahead, up ahead to Diekman, who takes it in the lane. His shot is no good. They kick it back out to 21. They'll shoot for three, and he falls down with a little help from Brent Platts. Foul must have been after the shot, otherwise he would have been shooting three. So Ayers will inbound it to a waiting Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer back to Ayers. Kicks it back to the left corner. Into the paint, right in the hands of Brett Platts. Platt walks it up to the timeline. Gophers all back in the defense. Platts back to Watson on the right side to Elam. He's going to drive it in the paint, and his shot is no good, but Watson with the rebound. Watson dribbles it in the free throw line. His shot is up and nothing but net. 33-32. Pass ahead in transition up to number 33, Diekman. Just about loses the handle on it. Kicks it back to the right corner into the paint. Shot off the glass is good by 35, Gray. Linhart to Watson. Watson will bring it up across the timeline. Tries to dribble behind his back, almost off of Cody Salter's hip. But he gets it back. Watson does. Up at the top of the key. Passes it over to Platts on the right wing. Platts is going to drive it into the block. And his shot, kind of an underhanded shot off the glass, is good. 35-34. Gophers try to do it again in transition. Shot off the glass is good. They're going to have to do something with that. Watson into Linhart to Platts. Tigers going to settle for a half-court game. They walk it up to across the timeline, kind of over on the far side. Platts drives it in the top of the key, into the lane, sidesteps a gopher, shot is no good. 31, Tarver with the rebound. Tarver's going to bring it back the other way, gets it across the timeline, but he loses the handle on it. But he gets it back, hands it back off to 21, Ayers. Ayers up the top of the key, kicks it over the left wing. Drives the baseline is Tarver. Shot is up and good. 39-34. Gophers. Platts brings the ball back the other way. Walks it up the timeline, guarded by Ayers. Platts picks up the dribble, feeds it over to Watson on the right-hand side. And his turnaround shot at the blocks is no good. Gophers with the rebound. They'll bring the ball back the other way in a hurry. Ayers with the ball up the top of the key. Drives in the lane. Shot is no good. Linhart had it for a minute. Then it went out of bounds. It'll be Gophers' ball. Snyder back in the game for the Gophers. Shipman and Clarkson in the game for the Tigers. Inbound by the Gophers is 2-25. Pfeiffer kicks it back to the left corner. Shot is no good off the hands of Clarkson, but Gophers get it back to Pfeiffer at the top of the key, pass it over to the left-hand side, into the lane, back out to Pfeiffer at the top of the key, over the right corner baseline. Pass into the paint to Snyder. His shot off the glass is good. 41-34. Gophers, 3:24 left in the third. Platts with the ball for the Tigers. Platts dribbles between his legs and walks it up across the timeline. Tigers begin to look like they're out of gas. Platts kicks it over to Linhart on the right-hand side. His shot is for three is no good. Snyder with the rebound. They get it ahead to Pfeiffer all the way into the paint. Back out to Pfeiffer. Into Snyder on the right block. Is up and shot up off the glass. Good. Coach Copeland takes a timeout. 2:55 left in the third. Gophers lead at 43-34. Tigers going to have to be careful. This game is at that point where either it's going to get away from them or they're going to get back in it. Forward paced game by the Gophers. Tigers are really having to work to keep up with this one. On the floor for the Tigers is Watson, Clarkson, Jacob Shipman, Linhart, and Trent Platts. Linhart will inbound it. Full length of the court from their basket. Inbound to Cale Watson. He'll bring it back the other way in a hurry. Gets it across the timeline over to the left-hand side. And Diekman came up behind him and stole it. Snyder will inbound it to Pfeiffer. Pass up ahead to the left corner. Back out to Pfeiffer, into Snyder in the paint. Man, that was a nice-looking pass. Shots up and good. 45-34. Gophers. Linhart will inbound it to Platts, who's double-teamed. Boyd's the double-team. He's going to bring it up towards the timeline. Dribbles behind his back over towards the left-hand side. Turns around, takes it back to the top of the key. Resets the offense, gets it back to Linhart at the top of the key to Platts on the left wing. Platts dribbles it around behind his back, sets up for three at a straight ahead. 3-point is up and good. 45-37, another transition here. Gophers drive it into the lane, kick it right back out to Linhart. So Linhart with the ball, he's going to have to be careful, he's going to lose it. Buddy gets it across the timeline over to Platts, who's going to set up for three, and he's almost fouled. Should have been a foul. Snyder all the way ahead to 21. Ayers loses the handle on it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Tigers' ball. 45-37 with 1:46 left in the third. Linhart to Platts. Platts walks it up to the timeline. Dribbles behind his back to the top of the key. Steps back. Takes a look to take it back in again. Kicks it over to Watson over on the right wing. Watson takes a look to in. Kicks it back out to Linhart. Into Clarkson in the paint. Clarkson's going to take it to the rack, but it's blocked by Snyder. Tigers will retain possession of the ball, though. 1:23 left in the third. 45-37, Green City. Jacobs in for Pfeiffer for the Gophers. Platts will inbound it to a waiting Cale Watson. He loses the handle on it. Gophers with the ball 2-on-1 to Jacobs. Shot is up and good off the glass. Gophers ahead by a dime. Platts brings it across the timeline. Dribbles between his legs at the top of the key. Brings everybody back. Linhart to Jacob Shipman. Shipman takes it in the block. Kicks it back out to Linhart. Fast court pass over to Trent Platts, and there's going to be a foul called on Tarver. They'll take that back, Ayers. They both went for the same spot at the same time, and that generally doesn't work. 55 seconds left on the third. Gophers lead by a dime, 47-37. Platts will inbound it to right into the hands of Snyder. I don't think that was his plan. Snyder brings the ball back the other way, gets it ahead up to 13, which is Moore out to Tarver at the top of the key. Tarver over on the right-hand side in the paint to Snyder. Snyder loses the handle on it, does one of these windmill things. but it's off the Tigers, so it'll be Gophers ball. Snyder will inbound it. Pass back out to Moore at the top of the key. Moore is double teamed. He gets it ahead to Jacobs. Back to Snyder on the right wing. Into the paint. Shot is up and good. 49-37. Gophers. Platts will bring the ball back the other way with 22 seconds left in the game. Tigers going for the last shot before the end of the end of the third period. Platts walks it across on the far side. Guarded by Tarver over to Watson, over to Jacob Shipman at the left side. He dribbles it all the way around. Kind of a right-handed hook shot is no good. Snyder with the rebound. He'll bring it the other way. Time expires. And at the end of three, Gophers lead it 49-37. All right, at the beginning of the final period, Gophers lead it 49-37. On the floor for the Tigers is Watson, Hedinger, Elam, Platts, Linhart. Linhart inbounds it to Watson. Takes it back to the left corner, brings it back out to Linhart. The dribble back to the top of the key. To Platts over the right wing. Platts to Linhart, back to Watson in the left corner. Watson dribbles it back out. Brings it up the top of the key to Platts. Platts will square up for three. His shot is up and no good. Here we go again. Gophers send it all the way ahead. Lose the handle on it. But Snyder picks the ball up. Kicks it back to the right corner. They try to get it into Jacobs. His turnaround shot is no good, but he's fouled. Foul is on Hedinger. Jacob's shot is up and bounces around, but then doesn't go in. So you would say that's the Brashear bounce for the Gophers. Jacob's second shot is well short. Jacob gets his own rebound, though, kicks it back out to Pfeiffer, up to Snyder. Snyder's shot from the free throw line is completely unobstructed, and he makes good on it. Linhart gets it in to Platts. But 33 Diekman commits a foul on Platts. Third foul on Watson brings it up across the timeline. Kind of an odd looking thing. He tries to get across the timeline, turning around at the same time, loses the handle on it, goes out of bounds. Snyder will inbound it for the Gophers to a waiting Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer brings it across the timeline, gets it over the right-hand side to Tarver. Pass in the paint to Snyder. Snyder's shot is no good, and he's fouled. The foul's on Bill Elam. Snyder will go to the line to shoot a couple. 14 fouls on the Tigers, 2 on the Gophers. Snyder's shot is up, and nothing but net. 52-37, Gophers with the advantage. Snyder's second shot is also good. Linhart will inbound it for the Tigers to a waiting Platts. Platts gets it across the timeline, double teamed, kicks it over to Watson. He drives it into the left blocks, and not sure what happened there. Partially blocked or something, went out of bounds. It'll be the Gophers' ball. Snyder will inbound it for the Gophers. Snyder to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer back to Snyder. And Snyder walked with it. 6:44 left in the game. Gophers lead at 53-37. Salter will inbound it for the Tigers. To awaiting Platts. Guarded by Snyder. Platts about uses the handle on it. He's double teamed, but he gets it ahead to Watson. In the paint to Travis Hedinger, who shot off the glass. No good. Snyder with the rebound. Tries to get it ahead in a hurry, but doesn't materialize. Up to Pfeiffer, over to Tarver. Tarver takes it into the paint. His shot is good, and he's fouled. Foul is on Bill Elam. And that's his fifth. Clarkson in the game for Elam. Darvish's first shot is on its way, and it's up and good. Nice looking free throw shot. Said first, that actually is the three-point play. Salter brings it across the timeline, covered by Jacobs. Salter brings it back to the right corner, kicks it out to Platts, who squares up for three. Shot's no good, but Watson with the rebound, he dribbles it in the right block, shoots it up off the glass, no good, but he's fouled. Foul is on number 43, Jacobs. That's his third. Watson will get a chance for a couple. First shot is up and on its way, and doesn't get the favorable bounce. Second shot is good. 56-38. Gophers with the advantage. Pfeiffer brings the ball back the other way. Gets it ahead to Snyder, all the way ahead to Tarver on the right wing. Back at the Pfeiffer, back to Tarver. He'll dribble it out. Kicks it back in the corner. Shot is up and good off the glass. Salter with the rebound. Salter gets it ahead to Watson. Watson takes it back to the corner, and he's fouled by Snyder. That is the first foul on Snyder. Boy, I can only believe that. Platts will inbound it for the Tigers. And didn't get it in time. Shipman in the game for Salter. Snyder gets it out to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer back to Snyder, up ahead to Tarver. That's that same play they ran a minute ago. Tarver over on the right-hand side. Back to Pfeiffer over on the left-hand side. Shot is up and no good. Ball out of bounds off of Brett Platts. Snyder will inbound it for the Gophers. Into Jacobs into the paint. Shot's up and no good. 33 with the rebound. Kicks it back to Jacobs. And the ball goes bouncing around a little bit, and Watson comes up with it. Watson takes it across the timeline on the far side. Pfeiffer falls down. Cross-court pass to Platts at the top of the key. Platts kicks it over to Watson. Watson with the ball. Gets it across to Platts. And Platts gets hammered, goes down, but there's no foul. Shot is up and good for the Gophers. Platts with the ball, takes it in the free throw line. His shot is up and good. 58-40. Pass ahead to Tarver. And Tarver walks with it. Substitutions now by Green City. Shipman into Platts. Platts brings it across the timeline. Single team. Sets up for three on the left-hand side. His shot is up and no good. And who was that? Salter with the rebound. The putback is good. Snyder gets it ahead to number 21, who dribbles it in the baseline, kicks it back out to Pfeiffer, who kicks it over to the right-hand side. But he goes ahead to number 35, Gray, who wasn't looking. Shipman inbounds it to Platts. Platts will walk it back. He's single-teamed by Diekman. Platts over to Jacob Shipman. Pass into the lane, goes out of, well, they're going to say it went out of bounds off the Gophers. So Platts will inbound it for the Tigers. 3:59 left in the ballgame. Platts over to Salter on the left-hand side. Snyder mugs him. He falls down with it. And Travis Hettinger picked the ball up just in time to go out of bounds with it. So it'll be Gopher's ball. Snyder inbounds it to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer gets it in to Snyder and passes it over in the left wing. Back to Pfeiffer, top of the key, over the right wing. Back out the top of the key to Pfeiffer. Gets it in to Snyder. Kicks it back to the left corner. Back out to Pfeiffer. The top of the key. He's going to drive the lane. Kicks it over on the left-hand side. But it'll go out of bounds. It'll be Tigers' ball.
Wow.
A lot of movement. Platts with the ball for the Tigers. Gophers back out of the press. Platts brings it across the timeline. Resets the offense. He was going to drive it into the lane. His shot is up and good. Man, nice looking run. Here we go, the Gophers try to get it ahead of it again. They get it back out to Pfeiffer at the top of the key. Tigers can stay with them if they get a half-court offense. Kind of a scrum on the floor here. Looks like they're going to say it's the Gophers' ball. 3 minutes left in the game. Salter comes out. Gopher shot from the left corner. I couldn't see who put it up, but it was good. Platts with the ball for the Tigers. Platts will bring the ball back the other way. Covered by Diekman. Platts over to Watson. Over on the right wing. Back to Jacob Salter. Over to Clarkson, who loses the handle on it, but gets his own rebound. Back to Watson, whose shot is up and no good. Travis Hettinger with the rebound, but he loses the handle on it, and they get it ahead to Diekman, who's going to run it in and off the glass. Good. Platts with the ball for the Tigers. 2:18 left in the game, 62-44. Gophers. Platts dribbles behind his back. Gets it ahead over to Jacob Shipman. He'll shoot for three from the left corner. And no good. And they're going to call it over back against Travis Hettinger. Linhart back in the game for the Tigers. 2, 3, 4, 5. Gosh, got too many players. There we go. Now the Tigers have five on the floor. Snyder inbounds it to number 21, Ayers. Back to Snyder. Up ahead to Ayers, who will bring it across the timeline. Dribbles over there on the left-hand side. Ayers to Snyder. Snyder across court over to Tarver. Tarver brings it up the top of the key over to Ayers on the right wing. Picks up the dribble. Double team gets it into Snyder, and he is hammered, but there's no foul call. Platts with the rebound. He'll bring the ball back the other way. Gets it all the way ahead up to Watson up the right, right block, right baseline. Cross court over to Linhart. Into Jacob Shipman, but it's knocked out of bounds by Snyder. 1 minute, 22 seconds left in the game. Gophers lead at 62-44. Jacob's in the game for Snyder. Inbounds to Clarkson, whose shot is up and in and out. Rebound, Gophers. They're going to try that pass again. Tarver with the ball, and he's fouled by Platts. I'm sorry, that's Diekman. Diekman will go to the line to shoot. The one-on-one. Coach Copeland calls the timeout. So with 1 minute 14 seconds left, Gophers lead it 62-44. Floor for the Tigers are Clarkson, Kale Moore, Linhart, Platts, and Kale Watson. Dietzman's shot is up and in and out. Platts with the rebound. He brings the ball back the other way in a hurry. He's going to drive it into the lane, kicks it over to Linhart on the right-hand side. His shot is well short. But Platts with the rebound, he squares up for three, but then kicks it over to Watson. At the top of the key, over to Linhart. Cross-court pass over to Platts, who shoots a professional three that's good. Boy, that was 5 feet behind the arc. Pass ahead to Jacobs, who loses the handle on it, but it's right back in the hands of number 35, whose shot is up and good, 64-47. Platts will bring the ball back the other way with 36 seconds left in the game. Platts' shot is up and no good. Gophers with the rebound. But they kick it ahead over, but Tigers get it knocked back out. Shot is up by, not sure who, man, wild looking passing going on here. They're going to call a foul. Foul is on 45, which is going to be on Danny Clarkson. Ayers will go to the line. 18 fouls on the Tigers. 18.5 seconds left in the game. Gophers lead at 64-47. Ayers' shot is up and good. Ayers' second shot is up, rattles around a little bit, but then falls in. Linhart inbounds it to Platts, who brings it across the timeline over to Kale Watson, back to Platts. Platts dribbles it around the horn to the right-hand side, kicks it back to Linhart, cross-court pass to Watson. Watson drives it around on the left-hand side to Moore, who shot off the glass, is up and good. Got it off just as time expired, but it was good. So at the conclusion of the game, Gophers win it 66-49. If you're joining us late, the girls fall to the Gophers 40-16. Thanks for joining us. This is a broadcast copyrighted by the Brady Shear R2 School District.